On Monday, we reported on a pilot program underway in Milwaukee to pick up food scraps from 500 homes and take it to a composter. The project is deeply rooted in Bayview. Today, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes us to a school there, Fernwood Montessori. It embraces the drive to cut food waste in a big way.
The students at Fernwood already raise perch and grow vegetables, so to add composting seems like a no-brainer. At lunchtime, the kids dutifully line up to toss their leftovers into the proper bin. Even the partitioned trays are biodegradable. Teacher Matt Ray and Melissa Tashin beam. The system is a composter's dream.
So the kids just stack the trays and then just take it right out to the dumpster and put the trays right into the compost dumpster.
That's Melissa Tashin, founder of Compost Crusader. Her garbage truck hauls the school's food waste to a processor, as much as 300 pounds each week.
And having our bins color-coded, it goes all the way down to K3.
Yeah.
It's just so easy for the kids to use.
But other things related happen in the classrooms. Seventh grader Ben says his class just completed a deep dive into the subject of recycling food.
We first calculated the perfect compost. You'd get the right amount of nitrogen and the right amount of carbon.
Classmate Drew says each student also wrote a persuasive essay on the subject and designed a compost bin.
My design was a barrel that you could rotate by using a handle, and it had a hatch on top where you could put water in it and also expose air to it. And it had vents also to expose air to it.
Every Fernwood class has its own compost caddy for the occasional banana peel or apple core. Izzy says it gives the seventh graders a chance to teach little kids a thing or two.
There's a kindergarten class down the hall. So the teacher there has one of her students bring the compost bag here so that one of the adolescents in this classroom can take ours and theirs to the trash bag outside, and then they don't have to go without supervision because the teacher can't leave the classroom.
I think how this all happened also is just kind of a synergy going on.
Yeah.
You know, the district was looking at recycling specifically milk cartons.
Teacher Matt Ray's wheel started turning. If Fernwood was going to recycle milk cartons, why not go all the way?
And it just all happened within a matter of a few weeks.
A local company provided color-coded cafeteria bins, black for landfill, blue for recycling, and green compost.
The district was like, hey, this is great. We really want to take a look at how we handle our waste. And we got our receptacles donated. Mel's got the truck and the dumpsters are getting welded up.
We're willing to do pickup. We'll take it off your hands and we can compost cooked meat, dairy, breads, pastas, anything that's coming out of your cafeteria for the most part, we can compost that as well.
Melissa Tashin of Compost Crusader hopes the arrangement with Fernwood is just the beginning of a fruitful relationship with schools. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.